You screened your first two Star Wars films.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you've got...
And we raised a lot of money for that,
seven
too.
More to go.
Well, show me the money. I'll watch them.
Jeez. I honestly could put you through one more, which would be Return of the Jedi. And then you'd be good.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need to watch the first three. You wouldn't need to watch the final three. The original three, you'd be fine. You would be absolutely.
I'm with you.
Yeah, you'd be good.
I'm not going to get into that. What state hunts the most? This is from the country news section.
Oh, hunts the most? Okay. So,
number of hunters, by the way, registered in America has dropped off a little bit over the last 15 years.
Now, you're talking about per capita?
Yeah.
Hunters?
Yeah.
Which?
The answer is Wyoming.
Okay.
Almost a quarter of the population is a licensed hunter. And I don't know anything about the guy's music, but seriously, every freaking day, there's another Jelly Roll story in this pile of crap. Jelly Roll, the country guy.
Country artist, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The internet can be ugly to man.
Yep.
People feel emboldened to say the nastiest things without consequences. Wife, Bunny XO. Well, that is a funny name for a wife. Senator podcast that Jelly stopped using it because of all the negative stuff he read about his weight. But I heard he's on some kind of a like major diet. A few months back, a biohacker named Gary Breck has started working with Mr. Roll.
Mr. Roll.
And vowed to help him drop 250 pounds in a little over a year to begin. He weighed in at 494 points. He's down 70. Not bad. I'm dropping a few pounds myself these days. 703. Brian, Joey, and Prattville is the place to connect with when you have an occasion or a gift-giving situation. Anniversaries, birthdays, retirements, the calendar year always has something coming around the corner that you got to get ready for. And if you're stuck at gift, what do I do? These are the people to go see. For men and women, by the way. You know, they always have a selection of Roll Tide and War Eagle merchandise in their showcase that's worth a look. In fact, somebody in this room has their incredible money clip. I just didn't know for Rich I had to get an extra large. But
did you know that I've been putting it on my Christmas tree every year?
It looks great. It really looks great. They also at times, more towards the season, have those as well. But at Brian Jewelry, whether you are finding something with an incredible, extensive, and very competitively priced showcase, you can also have something original made, which is really, really cool when you do a custom project. That includes watches, by the way. You can do that too. At Brian Jewelry, you can go 0% for qualified customers with a Synchrony Luxury account. And everybody can go to brianjewelry.com, click the membership link, sign up, and save $100 on the first purchase of any item worth $200 or more. Their website's also very informative, educational. It's loaded with ideas, birthstones, and items under $20 that look like they're worth a lot more. That's Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Three generations. Lynn now running the shop with some really talented people over seven decades in the preferred community at 1778 East Main. And don't forget to visit brianjewelry.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
7 o'clock.
Traffic continues to build on this Tuesday morning. More and more cars out on the road now, and we're busy everywhere, including all of our arteries inbound to Montgomery, like Wetumpka Highway, Troy Highway, 331 out of Crenshaw County. The boulevards, light to mostly moderate now. We're seeing a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85, and everything's been nice and quiet this morning. We will keep you updated if any accidents happen. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
It's April 23rd, the greatest day ever. On the 23rd of April, 1564, English dramatist and poet William Shakespeare was born in Stratford-on-Avon. On that night, his mother's midwife exclaimed,
"What water through yonder uterus breaks!"
Have a great April 23rd, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Rich Thomason. The anti-Israel protests that wreaked havoc on the campus of New York's Columbia University have spread to New York University as well, NYU students setting up tent encampments. Former President Trump's New York criminal trial will resume this morning, coming on the heels of yesterday's opening arguments. The Senate will vote soon on a $95 billion foreign aid package. Some Republicans are outraged over approval of the big money package in the House without any provisions for tightening U.S. border security. Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to China tomorrow for a three-day visit. And the European Parliament, a staff member of the EU Parliament, is under arrest, accused of spying for Communist China. Stock futures pointing to a higher open this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 78 points. On the NASDAQ futures are ahead 60 points. S&P futures are up 14. More details at srnnews.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up is not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
state employees and others who were off for Confederate Memorial Day yesterday. I understand those city employees work their regular schedule, but they're getting 8 hours that they can use on another day, so they didn't really officially...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think I understand that. It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Did you ever destroy money? I mean, not wasting it or
burn it,
but actually damage it or tear it up while you were tearing something else up?
I think we tried to tear one. Yeah, it's hard.
A story from Japan.
Okay.
Okay, and kid accidentally slid a 10,000 yen note through a shredder.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he took the pieces out of the trash and put it together like a puzzle with the hope of being able to take it to the bank to replace it. Because if you damage, let's say you're frequently will light a cigarette with a $100 bill and, you know, just snuff it. But sometimes you're not fast enough and you've got to have at least 50% or more of the bill to get it replaced at the bank. So he took this and it took him 3 weeks. He got the bill back together. And the Bank of Japan gave him a replacement.
Huh.
10,000 yen. So which, by the way, is about $64 in our money.
So you're saying if I have 50% or more of a bill,
yes,
I can get it replaced?
Yes.
So if I take my $5 bill,
yes,
and I cut it in half, and I go to one bank and say, can you replace this? And then I take the other half and go to another bank and say, can you replace this? Did I just make 10 bucks?
We may have launched a crime spree.
Oh, my God.
I think it's got to be at least
more than half. More than half.
More than half.
Okay, if it's got to be more than half, that's the loophole. If it can just be half.
Yeah, and I think if they have doubts, they can always measure. That's a good question.
Did you ever try to...
Sorry, just over here scheming. That's all.
Did you ever try to rip a bill? It's not as easy as you think.
No, no.
Because it's made of what? It's not made of paper.
It's got fiber in it.
It's fiber.
It has fiber in it. And that's not kind of fiber you want to eat for better bowel movements. It's just some type of...
Put some milk over it, goes down just as easy.
Isn't it also secret exactly what's in it?
Yeah.
By the way, that 10,000 yen was 64 bucks.
Yeah.
10,000 yen?
10,000
yen. I did mention that.
64 bucks.
Yeah. I did mention that. But when you're a kid...
That's $64.
Yeah.
It's still good.
So, good for him. Sticking to it. And it is 7:13.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
You don't need 64, well, how many thousand? 10,000?
10,000 yen
to like this forecast. It's a good one. Nice warm-up begins today. Sunshine comfortable after this chilly start. We get up to 77 this afternoon. Clear, not as cold tonight, low 50. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high around 80. There is a small, I guess, chance of a shower, perhaps, late Wednesday night into Thursday as a front moves southward. But I've got the rain chances 20% or less. So low 80s on Thursday, mid 80s Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny skies, 86 Sunday, a nice weekend forecast. Right now this morning, Maxwell and MGM reporting 46 at 7:14.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor loader and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It's National Lover's Day.
You love so much.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you so much.
My love, there is so much love in this world.
We are so very much in love.
So much love.
My lover.
My lover.
To my love.
Happy National Lover's Day.
Showtime.
Our Taylor Swift story this hour. The Tortured Poets Department. Yeah. She swore less than 20 times on each album until the release of this one.
I saw a graph on, I guess it was on Reddit or something, where it went through all of her albums and it had a bar graph with different colors that correlated with the different swear words used.
Right.
Is
and
that
this
right?
One has a lot.
Who was the boyfriend before Travis Kelce? I know she went a little dark after John Mayer and that whole thing?
Yeah, well, she had a bunch. She briefly had that guy from, the Maddie guy, Maddie from, what's the name of that group? It's a Gump group.
Can we bring up a list all the exes? That might be an easier way to figure this out.
This 1975.
Because this is keeping me from getting to the shredded cheese story that I've been waiting on all morning.
Or list of, I don't want to Google
this. Well, you're just,
list of Taylor Swift boyfriends. Here we go. Oh, God, there's a whole thing on him. This is, okay.
That guy from.
Where did you want me to start?
John Mayer.
John Mayer. Okay, so who was before him or after him, or which one?
After. No. After.
Yeah, after.
After him was Adam Young. It says not an ex, though. Jake Gyllenhaal, Connor Kennedy, Harry Styles, Calvin Harris, Tom Hiddleston, Joe Alwyn, Matty Healy.
Yeah,
from. Which it says not an ex on that
1975.
One. And then, you know, I guess we're at the Kelsey right now. The Kelsey era.
And there's an album for each?
Oh, I have no idea.
Maybe your next time will be the, instead of the Tortured Poets Department, it'll be the Tortured Exes Department.
But I found that graph.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What a potty mouth.
Damn.
That one right there, tall Tam one is the F-bomb.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, in that one.
I didn't know she uses potty mouth language.
Yep.
It's a shame.
Boy, back in the old days, she didn't say much at all.
Yeah, no, not much there. That one right there is that one is damn. And then here is
damn
hell right here. The little blue part, that's the S word. The pink part's the B word.
You should post that.
Oh, where's the gray? There's not very much gray.
What is that?
This little gray on Midnights, that's for Richard Head.
Oh, Richard Head.
Former Prattville. He was the principal at Prattville.
All right, I need to ask you guys a question before we move along here.
What would you like to know?
Do you rinse your shredded cheese?
Wait a minute.
You mean like shredded run it through water?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No.
Well,
should we?
Let's get modern here, fellas.
Do you?
I'm going to start now after I hear
really?
This.
Really? What are you kidding?
Oh,
yeah.
Trend on social media. People washing their shredded cheese before eating it.
What?
That sounds gross.
So, and of course, this is another thing.
Did they let it dry out?
From another TikTok influencer.
We're going to wash the shredded cheese. Let's make it taste better. Washing something off of there.
Huh? It is cloudy coming off of there.
Yeah.
Look at the difference.
You can see the difference. Look at that. You know you can actually feel all that stuff on this cheese.
Now you're thinking about it, you feel it.
It feels so much cleaner. It's more smoother than this cheese right here.
No. I'm going to go through the rest of life not shredding, not washing my
cheese. No, I don't think I am either. I'm not convinced.
We couldn't see what that was either because we were just playing the audio, but I'm kind of curious what she was washing off of that thing.
Well, it does wash off some stuff that helps prevent it from spoiling. It's
right.
A natural substance.
I was going to say it's probably that stuff they coated in.
It has a very light texture.
Oh!
Look at it.
You're kidding.
See, it leaves that very milky.
Is that like rinsing off spaghetti after you cook it? You know what I mean?
And why do we do that?
Because of the.
Well, you put it into the colander, and you know, you get that way. It's a way of drying it, kind of getting all the water out.
Right, you want to get the water because then if you have too much water, it makes your tomato sauce runny.
Sauce, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You
can't have that. I want my sauce to be thicker. Anyway, these are the big issues we're covering this morning.
Yeah, boy.
Screw the Trump trial.
If you like what you're hearing, stay tuned. We're on till 9.
Yeah, we have a pop quiz question coming up that'll be worth a $20 head start at Food Outlet. And we'll go over this week's Food Outlet specials. Right now, we have your local Blue Water News with Sky. And then part one.
More random food
with
stuff.
A pop quiz question to follow.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed announced new initiatives to aid small businesses in the river region on Monday. A portion of the funds from the American Rescue Plan Act will go to a small business access to capital low-interest loan program. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting that occurred over the weekend. 40-year-old Jamie Shorts was charged with first-degree assault in a shooting that happened Saturday night in the 1000 block of Rosedale Drive. The unidentified male victim was hospitalized with serious injuries. The PETA organization, that's People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, sent a letter to the Florabama Lounge Monday urging that the dead fish used at the popular mullet toss event be replaced with fake rubber fish. The Florabama Interstate Mullet Toss happens this weekend, most likely with real mullet. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Delrata Publix.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the river region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help river region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the river region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
It's like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 23rd, 1977, the world welcomed little baby John Cena.
One more push.
Introducing John Cena!
John Cena, a star is born.
And now,
hey, has anybody seen a big pile of
random facts?
Wrong button.
Feel free to do it over if you'd like to.
Mulligan?
I really would.
Okay.
Where did I go?
I mean, it should have been. See, I just took it for granted. Took it for granted. This is suck radio, and I am the first to admit it. But, I'll just do it out of the next one.
Okay.
What's the first one? I had the wrong button.
If you had the dump button, you could dump it. But it's too late now.
You know, you're right. It is too late. I should have thought of that. I could have spared myself the embarrassment. But I'm not exactly sharp as a tack today for some reason, so I blame that. Should I take this?
Yeah, he wanted to comment about what's on the cheese.
Oh, Stuart, yes.
Hey, Stuart.
What's up?
So what's on the cheese is the starch.
Oh, okay.
That keeps it from caking. Whenever they put the cheese in there, as it's being transported and stuff like that, it might melt in transport. So what they do is they put the starch on it to keep it from to keep it separated and all that. So
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. I kind of understand that.
Okay.
Still kind of gross to look at when you watch it and wash it off, but
but that it makes sense. That's why it's so milky looking.
Either, so.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing absolutely wrong with it. It's just interesting that when you wash it off, it makes a bowl of soap. Just kind of. Well, thanks, Stuart. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. We learned so much from our listeners.
Yeah. Did you know, and you probably know this, I was going to go through it, but I think you guys will get this when I tell you.
Okay.
Why, of course, the authorities hold off on announcing, you know, when there's a traffic accident and announcing deaths and stuff like that. Why
next to kin, yeah.
Yeah. Why they implemented that.
Mm-hmm.
You know why they implemented that.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, there must have been a specific situation.
Yes.
Oh, no,
one
I don't.
One that you guys are very familiar with.
Oh. Oh.
Buddy Holly's wife.
Oh.
Suffered the miscarriage when she found out that the plane had crashed. And so from then on, from that moment, that was the catalyst that said, look, we're not going to, you know.
Boy, she's not the only one that found out.
Yeah.
On the news about a loved one's death.
Yeah.
Well, look at, remember Payne Stewart, the golfer?
Yeah.
When his plane had that failure.
Oh, sure.
They lost their cabin, and everybody just suffocated on the plane, and it was just flying. Nobody was alive.
Straight line, yeah.
And they were prepared to shoot it down. They just followed it until it ran out of gas. Well, his wife knew about that.
That's true. That's awful. That's awful.
Yeah.
That's just awful.
That was the when news agencies implemented a policy against announcing victims' names until after the families had been informed.
I wonder if Buddy Holly's wife is still alive.
I'm hitting the Google.
That's probably a long shot.
Buddy Holly's wife. She's still alive, according to this.
Wow!
Wow!
According to this, Maria Elena Holly was born December 20th in San Juan, Puerto Rico in 1932.
32?
91 years old.
Yeah. Huh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Did you know all polar bears that are found in Iceland are shot on sight? They are not native to the island.
They don't even read them their rights?
No, they don't. There's a polar bear, shoot them. But they are not native to the island, and they're dangerous because they are hungry after floating over on ice from Greenland. And it's too difficult and expensive to return them home, so they just shoot them right then and there.
Wow.
How about that, Rich? They don't even give them their veranda rights.
Veranda rights?
Bear. She did. Never mind. Rhymed with Miranda.
That was a dad joke. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it was. Did you know in 1977, Ohio State University's SETI project, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, received a strong radio signal, which appeared to be coming from the constellation Sagittarius. It lasted for 72 seconds. The signal has never been detected since, and it is still a mystery for the scientists as to what that was.
I have heard about that.
Yeah. Did you know, as recently as the 1960s, which doesn't feel recent anymore, but yeah, as recently as the 1960s, information about bagels was not necessarily common knowledge. In 1960, the New York Times famously identified bagels for still clueless readers as, and I'm quoting this, an unsweetened donut with rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis? What do you mean?
They're hard.
Oh.
It's a donut, but it's not sweet. And it's also kind of stiff. Kind of got a little toughness to it.
Well, you got to do some things with it. You know, like my favorite is the sesame seed bagel. Split it in half, toast it, melt some butter into it, a little smear of grape jelly or some kind of jelly, jam, preserve. That's nice.
I had a bagel in New York City. And that you're supposed to have a bagel in New York City, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not a bagel guy, but...
the everything bagels are really good, and then you put... I had a bagel this morning for breakfast, actually.
Did you?
With cream cheese? Is that what you put on a bagel? Yeah.
Cream cheese. Schmear.
Yeah.
You don't spread cream, you schmear it, if you're really doing it right.
Yeah, I had a bagel for breakfast.
Gives me an opportunity to thank a good friend for a most recent bagel treat. That's Morris Capuano. Brought some variety of bagels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll bring them in some morning.
Okay.
Because you can freeze them.
What if they make a bagel rope? As long as it's not pickled.
What? I'm trying to deal with rigor mortis with the bagel.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a hard, it's because it's harder than a donut is. Donuts are soft, bagels are harder. Did you know Disneyland used to have a land called Holiday Land? It opened in 1957, but was so unsuccessful that it closed less than 5 years later. It then was replaced by what's called New Orleans Square, which is home of Pirates of the Caribbean and the Haunted Mansion. That's over in Disneyland. Not world, but land.
I was at both in the same weekend. When Disneyland had its 35th anniversary, they chartered us an L-1011 jumbo jet. And there were about 200 radio folk on this chartered flight from Orlando to L.A. And here's the cool part. When we landed, Disney set up, they used extras from movies and stuff, dressed them up as like 30s and 40s type reporters with trench coats and a hat with the press card. And we walked this red carpet line and they were taking our pictures. A lot of popping flashbulbs too. I mean, it was just like being in a
just
movie.
The old, yeah. But it is a small park. It's a small park, and
yes,
it's packed.
Yes, relatively speaking, it very much.
Packed. Small park after all. Did you know whales cannot drink the ocean water because it's salty? Well, that's odd. It's a fish. Well, how does it get... Well, whales obtain their water by breaking down nutrients from their food, mostly from the fat of the food that they eat. When they do accidentally drink salt water, their super efficient kidneys filter that salt out, resulting in pee that is, someone tested this, that is twice as salty as seawater.
Ooh, how would you like to have that, John?
How do you get a urine sample from a whale?
I don't know.
Carefully, yes.
who had that job of just determining? Never mind.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about the old famous cat experiment. We also have we're going to go back to the ocean and talk about Stellar Sea Cow.
This I got to hear.
We are going to tell you about the Smithville tornado from 2011. A epic game of tug of war that was held in 1997. And we'll talk about Georgia's Savannah Airport, which I think is a repeat random fact, but we're still going to go back to it because it's been a while. That is all coming up on Random Facts.
Looking at the Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire Facebook page, and there's Don and Mitch standing in front of their beautiful artwork up at the Mount Duncan location. And they took the picture just to remind everybody they're locally owned and operated in the River Region, and when you shop with them, you help grow and invest in the community. And this is a man that has worked very hard to build these three locations they have now. In fact, when you stop by Don Duncan, ask to get your VIP card. It's free, and it gets you 10% off most of the services that they offer. They're also looking to hire. I'll read the description. If you're energetic, self-motivated, and enjoy helping people, we may have what you're looking for. They're hiring and looking for a sales manager. You can get more information at the Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire Facebook page. Three locations that can handle pretty much anything your car needs. If you're ambushed by a dashboard light that says there's a problem here, then by all means, get it to one of Don's three locations. Let the diagnostics team do their thing, and then they've got the technicians to fix the problem, whatever it turns out to be. For me, it's regular maintenance. Now I'm about to make my 12th round trip to New Orleans this coming weekend. And I make them all with confidence because they always check the car out before I go to make sure the tires are good, they're rotated, all the fluids are where they're supposed to be level-wise. They safety inspect the brakes, and they also vacuum out the car to say thanks for choosing us. And if you need an accommodation, a ride to your office or back to your house while they're working on the vehicle, just ask. They're happy to do it. That's why they're looking for self-motivated people. At all three locations, Don Duncan, Mount Duncan, and Millbrook, Highway 14, the hill behind the McDonald's, beautiful location up there. Great place to, if you're getting your cars the works, just hang out and meditate and overlook the world around you. Downtown at 408 Madison, great convenience store right next door there if you need a snack, soda and a wiener, whatever. A rotisserie wiener, the very best. And of course, on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, serving Southeast Montgomery, with Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire, on Facebook too.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
7:36.
Well, we continue to be busy this morning, and we have one little minor problem. If you are exiting I-65 southbound at the ramps to 85 northbound, right as you come through the loop up to the top of 85, we've got a couple of cars off on the right. They're right near the ramp that comes in from 65 northbound as well at that little merge point. Please watch out for folks walking around there till they get that out of the way. Everywhere else, we're just very busy this morning on the boulevards, 231 out of Wetumpka, Troy Highway, 331 out of Crenshaw County. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Here's more of the shredded cheese. Look what you started. Got a note from Laurel Willis. It says, not starch in the cheese, it's wood pulp. Shred your own, believe me. And then here's a source that says, in the dairy industry, cellulose is used mainly as an anti-caking agent. Our other caller mentioned that. That ensures shredded cheese will flow and not clump into a ball when it's coming out of a shaker. So, there you go. This is something, when you woke up this morning, did you ever think you'd learn so much about shredded cheese?
No.
Are you glad?
No.
Well,
make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
We provide life-saving care and healthy lifestyle education. We support underserved rural communities and local sports programs. We create college scholarships and countless job opportunities. Alabama's healthcare professionals reach upward and outward to serve more people in greater ways. We are Alabama Hospitals. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org. Brought to you by Alabama Hospital Association.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Take two.
And now a star is born. On April 23rd, 1977, the world welcomed little baby John Cena.
One more push.
Introducing John Cena.
Cena, a star is born.
And now,
has anybody seen a big pile of
random facts?
There you go.
Cena. That's guy's birthday, too.
Yeah. Shuffling the... Oh, never mind. I just got the text. Anyway, Riley was really looking forward to that tornado fact, and so I was going to move that up first, but he just got dropped off to school, so...
Oh, man.
Not going to hear it.
But you're talking about on April 27th, 2011.
The Smithville tornado.
Yeah.
Mississippi, 2011, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know? So we'll start with the we'll start with the cat experiment, the old Schrodinger's famous cat experiment.
Okay.
He constructed that experiment to show that misinterpretations of quantum theory can lead to absurd results that do not match the real world. However, today, many popularizers of science have embraced the absurdity of Schrodinger's cat and claim that this is how the real world works. Where, you know, as long as it's in the box, you don't know. You have no idea. Did you know of Steller's sea cow? It was an extinct sea mammal like manatee stretching 30 feet. It had so much blubber on it that it could not submerge itself entirely. It was your manatee so fat that it cannot submerge itself entirely. Because
a Steller sea cow.
Steller's sea cow. Did you know the 2011 Smithville, Mississippi, EF5 tornado, mm-hmm. one of the strongest ever recorded, threw a semi-truck 300 yards, embedded an RV into the ground 250 yards away. It threw an SUV into the top of a water tower half a mile away before it landed, crushed into a ball another quarter mile away. It was that destructive, that powerful, that it could do that. So... there you go for that one. That was the random fact about the tornado there for you, Riley. Did you know there was a game of tug of war in 1997 that had over 1,600 participants, 1,600 people playing tug of war?
Is that the record?
I don't think it's the record. However, during this tug of war, two men had their arms torn off.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of torque with that many people. That's a stupid game anyway.
Their arms were successfully reattached, but...
That's comforting. That's comforting. Next time I'm invited to a 1,200-person tug-of-war, I think maybe I'll reconsider.
What year was that?
I don't... 97.
Okay.
97.
That recent.
And I don't know where it was done, but it was there. I'd probably look it up. And finally, did you know... Georgia's Savannah Airport. You ever been to the airport in Savannah?
Never been there.
No, neither of us. No. Well, if you happen to go there, there are two people who are buried on the runway.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Honestly, from what I remember about reading up on this, because I've done this random fact before, these were there before the airport existed, and when they put the airport there, they couldn't get permission to... remove the bodies and you know, what do they call that? Where you replace...
Exhume.
Not exhume, but you move them from one place to another place.
Transplant.
Relocate.
Yeah, yeah, probably relocate the bodies or something like that. Reintern?
Reinternment.
Yeah. Maybe that's what that is? Is that the word I'm thinking of, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, they couldn't get permission to move, so they built the airport around these two people who are buried... in that area there. So, there you go. Those are your random facts.
And by the way, for the latest on how your money's doing in terms of your reinterment plans...
Your return.
Brad McDonald will join us this afternoon at 5:15 from Invista Advisors. His number is 387-0094. Before we get to the forecast, I need to bring you... Today is Tuesday, so that's the last day of this week's Food Outlet specials. They changed... In fact, I already know what they are. But I am sworn to secrecy on those until Wednesday arrives. But what you'll appreciate at Food Outlet is the consistency in the cost. I've seen the wildest fluctuations week to week. Now, inflation's made everything more expensive. But at some of the other places where I reconnaissance shop, so I can tell you with confidence that you're going to save money at Food Outlet, they do all these tricky little things like buy one, get one free. And then what you end up doing is you're paying a lot more for something else that's compatible with the item you're buying. Everything is cost plus 10% at Food Outlet. Then they mark down additional items every week to save you even more money. And at Food Outlet, Chuck Roast is one of the items you'll save on. That's a great piece of roast to just throw a little cricket dust. That's a spice I urge you to try. Sold at Food Outlet. It's a combination of different spices that works. And a little shake of that will give you just enough flavor to let it roast in its own. Just create a nice au jus at Food Outlet with that. You'll save on everything in the meat department, fresh fruits and vegetables. It's the way they do it. You can get Western-style pork ribs, for example, for $1.37 a pound. Or a family pack of USDA drumsticks, just $1.18 a pound. Bush's Baked Beans, the large 8-ounce can, $2.56 each. And these are prices far, far lower than you're going to find them anywhere else. And for refreshments, the suitcase pack, that's 24 cans of your favorite Coke products, just $9.99 at all three locations. Powerade drinks on sale, too. 89 cents for the 26-ounce flavor. Food Outlet has locations Highway 14 in Millbrook. Food Outlet in Prattville on Main Street just west of Highway 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning. Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Except I'll be sending somebody in my stead this weekend because I'll be in New Orleans. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the $20 Food Outlet Pop. My popper.
Where's your popper?
There it is.
All right.
It was delayed. 272-9228 to win the $20 Food Outlet gift to give with the pop quiz question. Here with it is Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about this. In Iceland, this animal is shot on sight. What animal is it?
272-9228, 272-9228. No animals were harmed in the making of this feature on Newstalk 93.1 FM. 272-9228. It's just a barbaric society that, well, they have no choice. We'll look for your calls now. 272-9228.
We continue to be busy this morning, and we have one little minor problem. If you are exiting I-65 southbound at the ramps to 85 northbound, right as you come through the loop up to the top of 85, we've got a couple of cars off on the right. They're right near the ramp that comes in from 65 northbound as well at that little merge point. Please watch out for folks walking around there till they get that out of the way. Everywhere else, we're just very busy this morning on the boulevards, 231 out of Wetumpka, Troy Highway, 331 out of Crenshaw County. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
All right, Jay, which line am I going to first? Oh, my goodness, Jimmy.
Yes.
Hey, hi.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Doing well.
In Iceland, this animal is shot on sight.
The polar bear.
Polar bear. Yeah. Because they strayed away from Greenland on a piece of ice. Yep.
It's a very expensive piece of ice. Hang on there, Jimmy. Here's Jay Tom.
Good morning, Greg.
Hey.
A donut with rigor mortis is what?
Bagel.
Good work. All right. And then we end up with Backup Steve.
Hey, Backup Steve.
Good morning. I was listening earlier, and I heard I seen a pile of random facts from a person called Mr. Mulligan.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what. Man, I mean, I could see that happening once in a while, but it happened last week. It happened this week. I wonder if I still got it.
Well, I don't know.
You got it. It was a great recovery, Greg.
Thank you, sir.
Let's see. Recovery. Two bodies are buried at this airport. What airport?
And that airport has to be Savannah, I believe.
Savannah is correct. Yes.
Now I asked
you. Did you know that?
Go ahead.
At Maxwell Air Force Base, they had a cemetery that they had to relocate to Kane's Chapel in Slapout because they had about eight sites that was at the end of a runway extension.
Is that right?
That they were building.
Huh.
So they had to relocate them. I remember seeing that on the whenever you did the loop at Maxwell,
yeah. The
perimeter run, you always saw them out there. But when the time came to extend the runway, they had to relocate those remains. And I remember the Cambridge Chapel out of Holtville Flatbot area claimed them and went ahead and reburied them or reinterred them, as Greg said.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Now you didn't tell it this Savannah runway.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have, like, grave markers on it or little headstones the pilots have to
avoid? The airport was built around it, so I'm guessing it they're marked.
Let's see.
I got the impression that they had to pave a runway right over where these people are buried or something.
Oh, Savannah Airport Graves, which comes right up. Wow, okay, it is on the runway.
Yeah,
wow.
I wish I could make this picture bigger for you, but I can't. That's them.
Oh, so they are marked. Yeah. Okay.
Look at that. That is strange.
Before the airport was built.
Ah.
It was just kind of,
I see.
There.
Hmm. So you should do a picture edition of Random Facts.
Savannah. Yeah, that's great for radio.
Yeah, I know. I got a lot of people.
No, I mean, when he posts them later, they have the pictures.
I do. There's a lot of people who post comments on that with pictures to support some of the Random Facts, actually. So thank you for those who do that.
And Steve, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, all right. Have a great day, fellas.
Right. I didn't deserve the good words. I just didn't.
Sure you did.
Oh, you want to know about the Sea Cow?
Okay, it is 7:52.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Starting off very chilly this morning compared to normal. However, things are going to start to turn around. Nice warm-up begins. Sunshine comfortable this afternoon with a high around 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low down to about 50. Lots of sunshine near 80 tomorrow. There will be a weak front that tries to sneak southward. And so, I've got the rain chances 20% or less late Wednesday into Thursday with this front. I think most of us are going to be on the dry side. Low 80s on Thursday, mid 80s Friday and Saturday. Mostly sunny skies. 86 on Sunday. A nice weekend forecast. And the next storm system would be early next week. Right now this morning, it's 46 at 7:53.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Correct.
All right, we have the Wall Street Business Report coming up in just a couple of minutes. And next hour, we're going to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card. And you can win that. We're doing a contest about three songs. And all you have to do is figure out what it is they have in common.
Okay.
Something a little bit different today.
Right.
Yeah. At 7:54. That Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yeah.
We may as well tell everybody what to expect when they visit.
Oh, yes.
Start thinking ahead because there are so many great options.
They've got sea cows and polar bears. Cats. And their cheese is always washed. At the
shredded treat.
Yeah, the shredded cheese is always watched at the Seafood Bistro. They've got the red beans and rice, the seafood gumbo, the shrimp and grits. The menu just gets better and better as you go down it. You got the dragon shrimp, the fried pickles, fried green tomatoes, the calamari, the Cajun cheese curds, corn nuggets. We've also got your po'boys and your platters, which can contain anything from the likes of crab claws or catfish, gator if you want that, salmon and tilapia. You got your mahi-mahi and your oyster, your popcorn shrimp as well, and then those delicious boiled bags. And if you just want to keep it traditional, well, they've got salads and they got wings as well. God, they used to have a burger that was delicious. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located. 279-7500 is their phone number to give them a call. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. Monday through Saturday, they open at 11 a.m. Closed, of course, on Sundays. But really, where you need to go is either the delivery apps on your phone to look at the menu, which you can do at any time you'd like. Plus, you can also go to their website themselves, theseafoodbistro.com. That'll get you a look at the entire menu. Pictures of everything, too. So maybe you hear about the Seafood Monica pasta. What is that? Well, there's a picture of it on their website, so you can see exactly what that looks like. Along with the tacos, the red beans and rice, that dirty rice as well that they've got is just fantastic at the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to find out about a phenomenon in Hollywood that is giving many actors and actresses an odd appearance. Yes.
Okay.
That's ahead. Right now we have the Wall Street Business Report, traffic and more.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. borrowers on lower incomes are increasingly struggling to keep up with their loan payments, according to recent data and bank executives, prompting banks to become more cautious about dishing out credit cards and car loans. A growing number of Americans have seen their savings dwindle as rising prices squeeze budgets, while interest rates stay high. Nike will lay off about 740 employees at its world headquarters in Oregon as the top sportswear maker looks to rein in costs after warning of a revenue dip in the first half of fiscal 2025. Delta Airlines, the most profitable U.S. carrier, is raising pay for non-union employees as it gets ready for another attempt by a union to represent its flight attendants. The airline will boost pay for flight attendants and ground workers by 5%, raise the minimum wage for U.S. workers to $19 an hour, and set aside money for merit raises. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
We have an accident this morning if you're emerging from I-65 southbound to 85 northbound. Right as you make the loop underneath the interchange at 85 north, we've got two vehicles off on the right. They're almost at the point where the 65 northbound ramp comes into 85. Watch out for the police that are there and those units. There's some people walking around there, and it's very busy at that intersection. A lot of cars on the boulevard coming out of Wetumpka on 231, 31 out of Prattville. Troy Highway busy this morning, and the boulevards especially. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures